Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More dirt and Sprague.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like a great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number 3, Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Hooray.
1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy Monday, everybody.
Wish I got the we're not wearing Christmas gear memo. Like an idiot.
Over here, this
I swear to God, Swag said he'd wear this stuff on our Christmas show, and here he is not participating at all.
I don't own any Christmas gear.
I said I'd wear
How
a
do you
Santa
not have
hat,
a
and you said you
we
had
don't have a
Santa hat that you would bring me.
Oh.
Where was the reminder text?
Where's the Santa hat? Are they
He's
bringing something for everybody?
On Sunday.
You
I
were done by 4 o'clock.
Call.
I watched the game. I looked at your game. Don't act like you were working till 10 o'clock at night.
Well, then we had the Papa Don winter solstice celebration.
Yes, what do you even celebrate in the winter solstice?
Yesterday was winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year.
No, I get that. Oh, what did you turn my mic off?
Whoa.
Sorry.
Is that an authority
button.
Play right there?
No, it wasn't.
Are you questioning the winter, the December solstice?
That was caffeine jitters twitching right there.
Authoritarian producer over there silencing. Free speech?
I got nothing. I got no Christmas gear. I have no ugly sweaters. I have no Merry Christmas. I have nothing Christmas related clothing.
You don't have like a t-shirt?
Nothing. Not a single thing. It's weird. I probably should have stuff, but I got nothing to go on.
And then tonight we're celebrating the wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Where are we going? Out to dinner tonight?
Yeah, we're going out to dinner. One of the newer restaurants in Beaverton that is an offshoot of a Portland Standard.
Hey.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
A little tease there.
Okay.
Right in the butt.
Hey, have fun. Big plans tonight.
Oh, we know.
See what we get. Take some of those shrooms that you found
you know
in the
what
car.
You know what she won't be
Were
saying?
Were you able to confiscate the drugs out of the vehicle?
We did not touch.
Didn't get a chance
we
to
did
know.
Not no. go anywhere near that little bag.
Dirty Mike and the boys left some drugs in the back of the car.
You know what she's not going to say tonight?
I don't eat the wiener.
Yeah. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. All right. Let's go tonight.
Great. By myself.
Friday night, the whole weekend began, and I was genuinely excited because I had no feeling on, you know, we picked Alabama. I think all three of us ended up picking Alabama to win the game. But it was, I think, for all three of us, a very low confident pick of, you know, they've lost to this team twice. Okay, they could easily lose again. And
yeah.
We take Bama, and then you look at the start of the game. Alabama opens the drive, three and out, three and out, three and out.
Like 8 yards. Like, it was crazy.
Couldn't get a yard, couldn't move the ball. Simpson's under pressure. They can't run it. Oklahoma's all over him, 17-0. The building is jumping. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the more, ooh, people are going to regret those tweets kind of nights watching college football because everybody was firing from the hip when that thing. DeBoer's on his way to Michigan. Bama didn't deserve to be in the playoff. This thing's going to be a bloodbath. Just firing off the takes left and right.
And then
on third and short, John Mateer, instead of running for a first down, I can't even criticize the decision because it should have been a walk-in touchdown, could have picked up the first down with his legs, decides to throw the ball to a running back down the field on the 20-yard line, perfectly in stride, hits him in the hands.
Right
if he catches it, I have a hard time seeing him not scoring. It's 24-7, and you're going, uh-oh, now the building's even louder.
Yeah.
Instead, he drops the ball, and then the punter made everybody in the world think, is this guy on the take? Because he just didn't punt the ball. He dropped it and then picked it up and then kicked it again.
Great drop.
Not a shank, not a like whip. Literally just didn't even try.
That is 6 inches in front of his foot.
Dropped it, picked it up, block punt. Bama gets a field goal out of that drive. They then score. Just like that, you go from 17-0 to, wait a minute, this is a 17-17 game at the half. Mateer throws a pick six in the second half, and Bama pulls away 34-24.
I understand the running back's got to catch that pass. I agree. Also, you had like 30 yards to run, and you're one of the better mobile quarterbacks in the sport.
Yep.
I don't know. He can come back, but I don't know if he will. If he does, they're going to be loaded. They're going to be picked to compete again here. He needs to understand that sometimes you got to stop being the hero. You got to just take what the defense has given you. He had 30 yards and maybe more to go running at that first down. I thought he was going to run it, and then he just last second throws it down. And again, it should have been caught, so I don't want to kill him too much. But those are little plays, and as we saw, come back to bite you. And I don't know what was more shocking for me. Seeing Alabama look as inept as they did and be down 17-0, or if you would have told me, now Alabama's going to outscore them 34-7.
34-7 the rest of the way. Like, they dominated them.
I think they're equal parts shocking. Like, what is happening? Oh, wait. What has happened?
That was the way the game should have been in Tuscaloosa if they don't turn the ball over.
Yes.
That was based on the stat lines and the numbers that they put up. That was a 34-7 score. They just kept turning the ball over, and that's why Oklahoma won the game.
And to our point on Kirk Herbstreit, who we just don't like on Thursday without Michaels, and I think deservedly so, I thought he was really good. He made this point. He's like, this is literally what happened in the first game.
Yeah.
When they played earlier this year, Oklahoma was the better team to start, but the little dumb things were going Oklahoma's way instead of Alabama's way, and then Alabama loses. Well, this one is the same, except a reverse.
Yep.
The punting thing, dude, it's not just a theory. Like, my brother-in-law came up and was like, dude, I'm starting to think they're on the take. Like, how does that happen? How does the punt?
I don't understand. It's one thing to shank one. Guys have bad punts from time to time, and you kick it 20 yards out of bounds. It was like, what was that? You just hit it bad? Like, I don't know if I've ever seen a punter just...
I mean, in stride, as a normal kick, he just drops the ball.
He didn't fumble the catch. He caught the ball.
Clean.
And he had it, and he was going to kick it, and he just dropped the ball.
It's crazy what that... And then the best kicker maybe in America.
Yes.
Which, good call by the refs. I didn't know the exact rule on that. Great call on the no good over the upright. And then the second one, they're like, in his range, it says, he's short by like 6 yards.
Yeah, couldn't get it there from 50 or whatever it was.
Just a shocking start to a game. And this is part of the reason why I'm really not glad I'm not really on social media as much, is moments like this.
Because we all had the same takeaway watching the first quarter.
Like,
dude, they're going to get ran out of the building.
Yes.
Turning this game off at halftime.
Here they go. They didn't deserve to be in. They're going to get steamrolled. Then we're all going to get pissed off about them getting in, even though we all watched them not play good.
Right.
And then 34-7. Just somehow they had a pass rush all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Their offense lit up. I mean, what a catch from Bernard at the end over the back of the defender.
That was insane.
And here's one of the crazier things I think about Alabama going forward. The dude went from unreal phenom, oh my God. I think Ryan Williams might be the third or fourth best receiver on his own team at this point.
He had one catch for 5 yards on very few targets on Friday night.
He's not good.
He's not an impact player.
I don't even
anyway.
Know what happened there.
It's really weird. I think it's a mental head case for him. He had a case of the dropsies earlier. He didn't like, there was a little bit of those. He's afraid to get hit. Is he protecting himself?
The most drops in college, they were saying during the broadcast.
It's not been good. And then all of a sudden, and this is what happens when you recruit at a high level. Here comes Lotzier Brooks, who I believe is a true freshman who didn't have much of an impact.
Phenomenal.
And then all of a sudden in the back half of the year as a true freshman, you're like, who the hell is this guy? And that's what happens when you recruit. There's people down there who are legitimately saying Ryan Williams is going to be gone after this year because we're spending a lot of, I mean, he's an expensive NIL player, rightfully. He was on
and
the
they
cover.
Might just have like a
he was
mutual
on the cover
breakup.
Of the video game, dude. Like, he's a huge deal.
But he was awesome last
and
year.
Are you going to pay $3 million for that in NIL next year? Or would you rather spread that money out somewhere else? Like, well, that's a weird scenario that's looming in their future.
Yeah, and look, I know a lot of this was about DeBoer and Michigan, and man, what a comeback. But, like, Alabama cannot run the ball. And here they are. They're just a weird team. If I'm an Indiana fan, I'm shaking in my boots. I know my team's good, but we've lost our edge rusher. And when you go to talent, you know, composite profiles, this is as good as it gets. It's them, it's Georgia, it's Ohio State. Those are probably the three best in the entire sport.
Mm-hmm.
And here they come winning a game that most people thought they were going to get blown out in. And they went from getting blown out to dominating Oklahoma in impressive fashion on the road.
The combined carries are hilarious to look at in this game. Oklahoma, by the way, we did this earlier because it's local with Mekhi Hughes in the year. If he was a big transfer portal back and didn't end up having an impact. He, by the way, still with the program. I saw him. He was warming up before the game. I was wondering, is this guy going to get a carry tonight? But remember, one of the other big-time running backs in the portal was Jaden Ott from Cal. Jaden Ott went from Cal to Oklahoma. He didn't play all year.
No.
I think he had less than 70 rushing yards on the season. Oklahoma in this game as a team. Now, this is not really sack yardage impacted, although Mateer did take some sacks.
Mm-hmm.
As a team, Oklahoma had 33 carries for 55 yards in this game. That's a 1.7 yard per carry. Alabama on the other side, now this is including the sack yardage, had 25 carries for 28 yards. If you take away the sack yardage, they had 19 carries for 50 rushing yards. I mean, just two teams who cannot run the football. And then it comes down to who do you trust to not make a mistake. Bama didn't make many of them, and they had better quarterback play in this game. Because as good as Mateer was in moments, and it wasn't his fault that the back dropped the ball down the field, he also just, and I don't know if there was a clarification on the communication on the pick six. That just was a horror. Like, what are you doing? He dropped back and threw the ball directly to a DB. There was clearly nobody on the same page. The guy just caught it, ran it back for a touchdown. You're like, what was that? What? He just threw right to him. What?
Yeah.
Just completely confused by the look that they were given, and I think he thought he needed to be hot, and then they didn't end up blitzing, and then just a horrendous pick six to throw in that moment, and that was a massive mood swing in that one. I think the biggest question out of this game is it Alabama beating Oklahoma, who we all knew was incredibly flawed, right? Like, Oklahoma's really good defensively. Their offense has been horrible.
They tapped
all
out
season,
at
right?
24.
Dude, that team, that offensive attack is just horrendous. That's been all season. So is that Bama taking advantage of mistakes against a bad offensive football team and getting the lucky punt break and all of a sudden, you know, we shouldn't overreact to it? Or is that a wake-up call for Alabama, a team who at times this year looked like one of the best in the country? When they went on the road and won at Georgia back in October, I think it was the same night as the Oregon-Penn State game or end of September, whenever that would have been. That was one of the most impressive wins in the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
They went on the road in Athens, Georgia, I believe had the longest home winning streak in the country. They pulled it off. That was the moment we all thought, damn, this might be a national title contender. And then they didn't really play that way the rest of the season. I know they went on a nice stretch there for a couple weeks against ranked opponents, fizzled late, get dominated in the SEC title game. Is this a one-off against a bad team, or is this a wake-up call for one of the most talented teams in the sport?
I mean, I'm
fascinated by that Indiana matchup. Man.
I am too. I really think Oregon-Texas Tech on paper is the most interesting because I don't know if I have a feel. I didn't have a feel Friday, and then I watched Oregon play a playoff game, and I'm like, Oregon looked Oregon, but also the second half.
Yeah.
I think from an upset standpoint, a 9 beating a 1, and last year, remember, we had all these bye teams lose.
Every single one of them.
And I don't think people feel that way this year.
Because you don't have Boise and you don't have Arizona State in the mix. But Georgia and Oregon were the other ones.
But Oregon was undefeated Big Ten winner, right?
And they got killed, and Georgia's the SEC champ, and they lost to Notre Dame in SEC country.
And so I'm wondering, just with those two games by themselves, is Oregon going to beat Texas Tech, and are we going to have a 9 beat a 1? I don't know ultimately where that ranks for Bama in terms of the, have we built something now and found it, or are we going to continue to play dumb? I tend to lean in. They're just going to continue to be this weird, stupid team.
You know they can't run the football. They can't run the ball on anybody.
And you know Cignetti and that coaching staff were prepping the minute that they took control of that game. I'm like, all right, it's going to be Bama. Oklahoma's offense tapped out at 24 points. Also, I probably would have prepped at the end of the first half when Venables just punted with timeout and time.
Yeah, that was weird.
What are you doing?
That was weird.
You have to be aggressive. You cannot just go to the halftime and say, well, we lost all the momentum. We'll be okay. That's not how the sport works, man. Like, that was concerning if I was an Oklahoma fan. But Bama just, at some point, not having a run game is going to bite them, right?
You would think, right?
Right?
Well, people would say it did in the SEC title game. Is it going to again against Indiana?
I got, yeah.
You just have to be perfect. When you can't run the football and you can't be balanced offensively, it just it limits what you can do. I know that's a pretty obvious statement. And you're playing one of the best. Now, the Indiana defense is dealing with an injury to maybe their best player or one of their best players.
Yes.
And we talked about that in the last 2 weeks out of the Big Ten title game. So maybe that ends up having a bigger impact. But I do tend to believe at some point it will bite them. The question is, can Alabama's defense do similarly to what they did? They got off to a really rough start early in that game. Some of it was field position related. But in the second half, they put the vice grip on John Mateer again. Is that Oklahoma's offense being terrible, or is that Alabama's defense figuring it out? It's just the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I will admit, though, seeing the line on this game is still... I understand that we're in a world now where Indiana can win a national championship.
Isn't it Indiana 6?
It opened at 7.5.
Yeah, I'll take Bama with the points all day. I think that's going to be a really tough, close game. Bama fights back. And I'll say this about Ty Simpson. You know, he kind of... It's weird. He does remind me of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
But, like, in college, that's really good. And there was a write-up on Dante. If Dante plays well against Tech, a lot of scouts think he's going to leave. Similarly, like, they had a really impressive takeaway from Simpson, because if you go back and watch that, they could not pass block to save their lives. The defense for Oklahoma, in terms of schematics, is as close to the NFL as a lot of scouts think you get in college. To watch him work his way through that, hang in there, take big hits. He had choppy, you know, he was rushing throws early. He calmed down a lot. I thought he made some really good throws.
Yeah, he settled into that game after a really rocky start. And for him to have to survive all year without any help of a run game is a really difficult world to live in. And he's finding a way to do it. I'm really high on Ty Simpson. He's been really impressive all year. And I think sometimes when their offense falls short, we put the blame on him. When in reality, it's they can't run the football. And that makes it a lot easier to defend. Can't wait for Alabama-Indiana, man. Got to be a juicy matchup. Last two notes on this game. Did anybody know that the 50 Cent Many Men thing? Did you guys, that make sense to you when he came out?
Well, they play that song. That's one of their big songs.
I know. I had no clue. I didn't know that at Oklahoma that they play Many Men.
Do you know everybody's?
No.
I don't know most people.
But I'm like, why the hell is 50 Cent here coming out for a concert? This is weird. Many Men.
That was 85 cents.
Kind of a strange.
He was kind of big.
Somebody made the ironic joke saying 50 Cent fits because Oklahoma only played two quarters. weird. Is that not a weird song to play? In the third, fourth, like Many Men Wish Death Upon Me?
I mean, it's Oklahoma.
I know.
Also, it got Alabama just as jacked.
It did. They were more excited to see him than I think Oklahoma was.
Ty Simpson thanking his Lord and Savior Jesus right after doing the...
Shout out that guy.
Many Men.
Shout out God, baby.
He probably just applies Jesus to the song.
You know.
Because Many Men did wish death upon him.
That they did. And then, can we all make fun of Brent Venables quickly for wearing a Jordan brand sweatshirt with a basketball on it? I understand that Jordan is a sponsorship.
It's the big sponsorship.
But he had a basketball on his sweatshirt. Instead of just, like, if you want to wear, like, the Jumpman logo, I'm fine with that. He had I don't know. That was, Oklahoma fans were livid with him.
Is Mateer going to come back?
I would advise him to. I don't think there's anything he showed this year that tells you he's going to be a first-round pick. He's dealing with the thumb injury. Stay healthy. Have another year. Like,
he could win the Heisman next year.
Absolutely
could. If he can stay healthy.
Oklahoma will be in the mix again next year. Really good year for Venables, right? I mean, they got to the playoff before Lincoln Riley did, so you got the whole X thing. He left. We got there before you did. 10-2. Nice win in Alabama in the regular season. Solid year. Falls short. Now we get Bama against Indiana. We'll have some final thoughts on that game. Let's get to the rock fight that happened. Mario, man, he pulled out a playoff win on the road. A&M season is done. Let's dive into that matchup next on The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, last show of the year for us, so we're having fun.
Well, not true.
I mean, I'll be here New Year's Eve.
You'll be here New Year's Eve, will, yeah. So it's not your last show of the year.
It's the last show of our the collective us.
Swag has to sit there, so he'll be here.
Swag
again.
Will be here every day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, he's taking time off all the time. Summer of Swag.
He just missed a show last week for Pilots basketball.
Guy's in and out. He's going to France in the summer.
Yep.
London, France, underpants.
Italy. That would be Italy and Croatia.
Look, this. Sometimes you got to be a big man. I'm not a very big man, physically speaking.
Here we go.
But I will be a big man here.
You need a box you can stand on, a big man?
I might need a box, yeah. You, okay. You got a phone book for me?
Furness gave me one. Let me bust it out.
So, Miami last year was one of the worst, most laughable defensive teams in all of college football.
Indeed.
Just horrible. They had 100%. A Heisman Trophy finalist at quarterback, but they had to score 58 points a game in order to win. Embarrassing level of defensive play. It is not easy, despite the financial resources that you have, to change the entire narrative in one offseason. And here we are with Miami, winning it, not only getting to the playoff, which is a massive step for Cristobal to get there. Some people are calling this the biggest win that they have had since beating Ohio State, or, you know, what was their last, who did they beat in the national championship game? Nebraska, probably? Yeah. And then they lost to Ohio State the next year. Like, one of their biggest wins since 2002. That's how long it's been. They go on the road to Texas A&M, who had at times a quarterback who was mentioned in the Heisman conversation. They completely shut him down and pick him off twice. Texas A&M running the football, 35 carries for 89 yards, 2.5 yards per carry, completely shut them down. The longest run of the day was a Marcel Reed scramble of 11 yards. That was it. They didn't do anything offensively. Beck didn't really do much, but he didn't need to. Miami gets a touchdown late. The defense stands. To go from that bad defensively to they just won a playoff game on the road in an SEC team because of their defense is a remarkable turnaround, and Mario Cristobal deserves a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, you give him credit for having to make that adjustment. I'd also say they're paying him a lot of money to make that adjustment, and he answered. Yeah. This is a weird one because the ACC got stupid by getting in their own way of what team could be in their title game. I do think largely we feel differently about Miami if they play in the ACC title game because we all think they're going to win it, right?
They would have killed Virginia.
Yeah. Okay, but Manny Diaz, we get the jokes. Manny Diaz made the ACC title game with Duke before Mario did, but like that's not a, Manny Diaz is a better coach than Mario. He might be, but he, you know, we don't have evidence of that. It's just an opinion.
Duke was 7-5 this year.
I picked A&M to zag. It felt like a lot of people were picking Miami. And I expected an ugly game.
It was ugly.
The wind made that even uglier because those kicks were never close.
No.
Miami's kick, they had one of those kicks was so right. It never had a chance. And I'm like, this game is going to be a 3-0 final. And then you get the touchdown from Malachi Toney, the in-round run. And then you're like, okay, that's going to be it because A&M's doing nothing. And then they drove all the way down at the end.
They found it. And then,
and I'll say this, man, when you go look, I don't mean to bring this up a lot today, but it is kind of a theme. Like when you go look at NFL draft conversation, there's a few players on that side of the ball for Miami that are absolutely in the running for some of the best on defense in college football and at their set positions. They might have the number one DB, and they bring him in and rush him all the time. Mm-hmm. So what Mario did to get that game, I thought he was going to get outcoached. He didn't. I didn't think Beck was good at all. But overall, you give Miami's defense all the credit in the world to go into A&M and win. Not easy. I thought the environment was rocking. I thought they were ready to go. But Marcel Reed didn't play well, and all that credit goes to Miami and Mario. And now I don't give them much of a chance in their next playoff game because I don't trust their offense to save my life. But that defense might be able to make life miserable and keep them hanging around in it longer than people think.
Yeah, there was a funny tweet floating around after the game that A&M had. People track their like police scanners on game days to see what people are doing, and you know the reports of drunk fans, that they had more people ejected from the game, fans ejected from the game, than they did points because they only scored three. And I think there was 12 ejected in the first half. So people had a lot of fun with that. The first kick from A&M, by the way, can we all-time duff chip? Like his foot just hits the ground before he kicks the ball.
A young Wei Koo.
That's like me chipping around the greens and you flub your 56 into the grass. Like, what the hell was that? The ball goes 2 inches.
And the sport,
nothing more embarrassing than that.
The sport feels like it's giving us something where we say, I've never seen that before. And then, a couple weeks later, it does the same. Like, we had the Young Wei Koo kick. Yes. Like, what?
Just kick the ground there?
And then the kid does it for A&M. And then the two-point convert. That's the craziest two-point. And then the Lions right. scoring. Like, that's the craziest weird ending to a game I've ever seen in my life.
You're giving us a lot of new stuff.
I'll say this. I know everybody's going to pick Ohio State, and they think they're going to cover.
It's the biggest point spread of the quarterfinals. It's 10.5.
It's 10.5 to 9.5, depending on your book.
Yeah,
it's in Arlington, and Miami fan we know is going to show up for this, and so is Ohio State. I'll just say I'm not a big believer in Ohio State from a winning national championship standpoint, and that's not a lack of talent. I just don't know if they've really been tested much.
Mm-hmm.
I do think if that's going to be Miami's defense. We've seen the Ohio State offense struggle against good defenses.
I mean, Indiana's a really good defense, and they scored 10 points in that game.
And so if they can be creative and Beck isn't god-awful...
Yeah, can they find? They got to find more offensively in order to win that game. They were really rough offensively. Beck averaged 5 yards an attempt. I mean, he barely had 100 passing yards in that game.
He wasn't very good. You have to be creative. You got to be able to run the ball like they did at the end of the football game.
Yes,
and not like you did for most of the way of that football game. Miami's defense comes to show up, man. I'm fascinated by that in the defensive-offensive matchup. Julian Sain, and we saw in the Big Ten title game, man, when you put pressure and you make it a little confusing in the secondary, I didn't think he looked good in that game at all. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what Mario and company are going to dial up defensively against that Ohio State offense.
It'll be interesting to see in this quarterfinal, and we'll go to this next, but just of what game ends up being or is it all just chalk, right? Like, do we get a massive curveball in this round of the playoffs? Like, Oregon Tech is a total toss-up. The point spread indicates it, so there's not one heavy favorite on that side. But, like, Bama over Indiana shakes up that side of the bracket. You get a 9 seed in.
Yep.
Miami over Ohio State would be... What? A 10 seed into the semifinals. And then I think we're all just kind of penciling Georgia through against Ole Miss. They play. Georgia won the first time. They don't have their head coach.
That's like, the only one I feel confident about.
And I do too. But that, again, is like, wait a minute. If Ole Miss is in the semifinals without a head coach?
Well, they have a head coach.
I know they do, but that's not the head coach who coached all year.
I know, but
he's
that's
gone.
Their head coach.
I know. I just am curious to see, do we get chalked? Does Ohio State win comfortably? Does Indiana pull away and Alabama's lack of run game do it to them? There's opportunities here for really fun matchups. Let's dive into that because we got to do a little peekaboo with the quarterfinals, including some thoughts on the Oregon-Texas Tech game. We'll get back into the NFL. Great first two games of the college football playoff. Ton of fun to watch. Now let's get to the quarterfinal round. Do it next. Yeah, we keep saying last show of the year. For us as a collective, somebody asked him, well, what the hell is going to be on the airways? We got Joe and Rashad filling in.
Yes.
So tomorrow they will be here.
Right.
Then nobody's here on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day or the day after Christmas.
Correct.
Holidays.
We got the Hawaii Bowl on Christmas Eve. We got the NBA doubleheader on Christmas Day.
And then they'll be in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I will be back Wednesday, 1 to 4 in the afternoon. That's leading into the next round of the playoff, and that's what I would like to talk about right now.
How did they get you back for that?
I actually thought it would be fun. If I can't talk about it, this is a big game, dude. Let's start there. So Oregon-Texas Tech in the quarterfinal. I want to get thoughts on the other games as well. I'm curious how you guys look at it in the matchup.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is kind of the swing game of the year to change or in terms of how we remember the season. Like, Dan Lanning won a playoff game, but he didn't really win a playoff game. You know what I mean?
I mean, he did.
He did, but it was JMU. I get it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and brag about that being a playoff win. I thought about firing off a joke that Atlanta couldn't win a playoff game, but I decided not to. I held off on that.
You got to do that one after this one.
After this one. That's when I hold off for. But this is the game. Like, if you lose this game, I've had a ton of fun watching Oregon this year, man. Like, coming into the season, not sure what they're going to look like. You're replacing all these guys. You only got one starter back, a quarterback who threw pick sixes at UCLA. What's it going to look like? And it was up and it was down and big wins. And what the hell was the Indiana game and the Wisconsin game? And then, damn, they beat Iowa and they beat USC and they beat Washington. It's been a ton of fun to watch Oregon. So by no means does losing on New Year's Day change how I feel about the coach or the trajectory of the program. But just in terms of the way we will look back on this season, you win this weekend, man, and you changed all of that personnel in the offseason, and you win multiple playoff games, and you get to the semifinal. That is a hell of a year, and I think from that point on, you're playing with house money. You're never happy losing a game, but I think you could view it as a successful year. If you lose this one and your only playoff win is JMU, there will be a tinge of, great year, you're right there again, and damn it, you came up just short once again.
Yeah, you know what's weird is I think the narrative formed, at least the takeaway I'm having, right? You want to win all your playoff games to get in, but it felt like going in, this was the retooling, restocking, build-up year for next year. And I think very quickly out the gate, because of what they did to Oklahoma State and because of their win at Penn State early, the recalibrating college football world was like, oh God, Oregon might be the best team in the sport.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it wasn't that they stubbed their toe against Indiana. Indiana beat them and beat them pretty well. And then kind of went under the radar, beating, USC and Washington and Iowa, and people talked about them. But now that we're here and we're in it, and they beat JMU, it does feel like the expectation of the fan base is win at least the next game.
Get this one.
And now look,
then it's a great year.
You go to the semifinal and you play Bama or Indiana, like, yeah, you want to win it. It matters. It's a great deal. But also, if you fall, it is okay. Now, maybe I'm misreading that, and the expectation is to get the national championship now, because this sport, I think, has shown us there. I personally, and maybe people disagree with this, I don't think there's a clear-cut team.
No, I don't think so either.
I think all of these teams, for the most part, maybe minus Ole Miss, and that's not Ole Miss's fault, are all jumbled together. Now, maybe you think Indiana's the best, or you think Alabama's going to emerge, or Georgia's just going to walk to it, or Ohio State's going to be Ohio State. I tend to believe Oregon, Georgia, Bama, Indiana, Ohio State, maybe Miami, but I don't know if I'm all the way there on them either, because their offense is inconsistent. I think they're all largely in a group.
Yeah.
And who emerges from that, I don't know. I'll put Tech in that as well.
Yeah.
And so I think the expectation is you got to beat Texas Tech. You spend more than Texas Tech. You have more roster talent than Texas Tech. People think your coach is better than Texas Tech. And Texas Tech played in a lesser conference. Like, it's not that Tech can't beat you. I think it's going into it, it's the expectation for Oregon at this point of landing, you win this game.
Yes.
And that's where I think we're all sitting right now going into the Orange Bowl.
So it's a big one for landing in that regard. And to the point, like, if you win that game and then you fall in, it's not like you're saying, all right, great, I'm glad we lost to Indiana again. Like, that's not the takeaway.
No, you'll be pissed. Yeah.
It's just the feeling of like, all right, you made it's about, I think, every year that Oregon's in this spot, they're not going anywhere. Some years you'll be better than others. Like, to your point, you were kind of building for next year as a title contender. A part of that was you thought you were going to have a returning quarterback, and I don't know if you're going to have a returning quarterback or not.
Yeah, that's up in the air right now.
Right, if Dante Moore leaves, I think the rest of the roster is still loaded, but where are you going to be a quarterback? And I trust Lanning. They got money to spend. They're going to go find somebody. It's likely not on the roster right now. But that changes the narrative a little bit for 2026, too, and that's an unknown for you right now. Mm-hmm. So it's just about feeling like you're making those steps. And last year, man, year one, Big Ten, 13-0, what a year. You won the conference. That was awesome. And then you laid a giant egg in your one, the big game at the end of the year. Now you got a chance to make it a little bit further. You get to the semifinals. You got a chance. At that point, you're in the Final Four, and you're two wins away from a national title. Let me ask you this. Of the other three games, so Oregon and Texas Tech is the closest point spread of the quarterfinal. 1.5 right now, one. Pick them, depending on where you're looking.
Yep.
The other spreads, and I'm going to ask you, if I gave you $50, what money line bet are you making on the, not cover, money line bet on an underdog? Miami is a 9.5 point dog. That game's on New Year's Eve against Ohio State in Dallas. Alabama, Indiana are playing in the Spider-Man meme jersey game, red and white, which almost identical. That's about a 7-point spread. That game's in the Rose Bowl. That's the 1 o'clock game on New Year's Day. And then the last game of the day on New Year's Day will be down in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And Georgia is a 7-point favorite over Ole Miss. So Ole Miss is a 7-point dog. Bama is a 7-point dog. Or Miami is a 9.5 point dog. What money line bet are you making?
Probably Bama.
Does it have to do more with Bama or more with the team that they're playing?
I think it has to do with the fact that when you look at just athlete for athlete, I think that's pretty similar in the way Oregon, Texas Tech, you would think, you know, that front seven of Texas Tech, Oregon might have a little more speed at some of the skill positions, but roster-wise, like athlete to athlete, seems like a pretty even matchup.
Well, those games, I think, like to take Oregon and Tech out, but to kind of play off what he's saying, mm-hmm. I think those games are going to show the depth. Because if you go just from a starting to starting standpoint,
yeah.
Alabama and Indiana aren't that far apart, I think, from what we've seen. Now, you might go, whoa, this guy was a four-star and Indiana's guy was a three who transferred. But, like, at this point...
They've shown enough to...
Yeah, yes. they can hang at this level. When you start to see the difference in these teams is that recruiting depth. So Oregon Tech, from an athlete-to-athlete starting standpoint, might be similar. Oregon should have more depth. Alabama, Indiana, I would imagine Bama has more depth. But whose starters emerge? Of those ones you gave me, not counting Oregon, Texas Tech?
Because that's a toss-up game. It wouldn't be a massive upset either way, based on the Vegas projection of the game.
I would have thought I would answer Bama on this. I'm going Miami.
You're going to go Miami? You've got a funny thing with Ohio State. Yeah, I love it. I hope you end up being right, because I don't want to see him win another title.
Yeah, and I don't want to be wrong. But like, I think of comping the two and the way they've played, I just think Miami's defense is good enough to keep them hanging in this.
I think they're good enough at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and 10.5, that's a large number if that's where it ends up closing at.
Yeah.
And so if I'm getting the free money bet on the point spread with a dog, I'm going Miami in that scenario.
Look, a lot of... arguing happened this weekend, and I don't even want to have a hand in the conversation or debate, like the whole G6, should they be in, should they not, it's bad for football, it's a safety, like it's nauseating to me. We got two really good games in the first round of the playoffs, which is more than what we got last year, and I am genuinely excited. I don't know, you guys maybe one game more than others, but like, you tell me any of the matchups go a certain way this upcoming round, I'm not surprised. The biggest one that surprised me, and not from a point spread standpoint, I get it, but it would be Ole Miss winning without their head coach of the year beating Georgia in New Orleans. Like, that would be a pretty high surprise for me.
That would be my biggest shock
but
of all.
But Miami and what they can do at the line of scrimmage is going to keep them in games. Their defensive line might be the best in the country. I know Texas Tech's getting a lot of that love. They're definitely in that mix as well. Miami's offensive line, finding ways to run the ball late was huge. Indiana's without one of their best defensive players now, so you tell me Bama somehow pulls that one out, I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. And then Oregon Tech is a total, I mean, I think it's a flip of the coin, right? Weird bounce here, a weird play there, a turnover here, that could totally switch the outcome of the game. I think they're very good offenses, very good defenses. The stat profile of the two teams is almost a mirror image of one another in terms of explosive plays or explosive plays allowed. Very identical, and so that game could go either way. We are set up, I think, for an awesome quarterfinal. Not that we didn't necessarily have that last year, but the Oregon game was a bit of a dud.
No disrespect to Boise State, but it wasn't Arizona State, Texas ended up being
that
the best
was a decent
one.
Game, and Georgia Notre Dame wasn't terrible.
It started out pretty awful. Like,
I think, I don't know. Maybe I end up being wrong, and we get favorites to blow everybody out, and who the hell knows? But I'm genuinely excited. It all starts on New Year's Eve, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, okay, so maybe Bama's opened the door here, or maybe you think it's Ohio State. But if you took Georgia, Ole Miss out, which of those three is most likely to have the blowout?
Most likely to have the blowout.
Because we assume we're going to have a bad game in here.
I'd have to go with, despite everything I said about their line of scrimmage play, do we get a Carson Beck game where he does Carson Beck things?
And I worry about that for sure.
Because when you look at the two games Miami lost this year, it was not the fault of their defense. They lost to Louisville at home 24-21.
No, they're the reverse of last year's team. Their offense is failing them.
Carson Beck threw four interceptions in that game that they lost, and then the SMU game that they lost that was at double overtime or single overtime. He threw two picks and just had some boneheaded mistakes, especially around the
Louisville game. They put him in defensive hell.
So that would be the biggest concern of a widespread margin. Mm-hmm. Miami has to be able to run the football. If they can, they'll hang around in that game. But if you get a funky Beck performance, Ohio State's going to kill him. If you throw a couple of picks in that game, that game's
hard
over.
To disagree.
You can't overcome it. Should be a lot of fun New Year's Eve, man. I cannot wait. You guys want to do gift exchange next and then get to the NFL in the final hour? You want to wrap up third hour?
You make the call, man.
Let's do that.
Wherever we go.
9 o'clock, we'll jump back into the NFL a little bit because we got all sorts of nuggets we haven't talked about.
We haven't talked about the Jags.
We have to the Jags. Are the Jags for real?
I said Friday. I don't think I'd buy it.
You guys made fun of me for picking them.
I didn't make fun of you.
I don't think I did.
I said ballsy.
You raised an eyebrow.
Well, I also trashed him on Friday, and I'm like, well, I'm an idiot.
Is Trevor Lawrence the MVP? Maybe he's the MVP. What's going on here? And then we got a spring line? No, we're not going to spring line, but we're going to have a lot of fun in the final hour. We will recap our spring line bets. We'll do that at some point in the final hour. It's loaded. Don't go anywhere. Our gift exchange is next on 105.1 FM The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, it is time. The long-awaited gift exchange of Dirt and Sprague. Good morning, everybody.
I'm excited for this one.
That John Denver's full ass.
I'll say this finally, too. I think that's a big opportunity for Indiana.
Ho, ho, ho.
Because I think it's going to build even more credibility in the second year for Cignetti.
It'd be wild, dude.
To beat Alabama, Oregon, and Ohio State in the same season is nuts to say out loud about Indiana football.
Saying the sentence 5 years ago that Indiana and Alabama are playing and Indiana is going to be favored by a touchdown. They're favored by a touchdown.
They're the best team in the sport.
They're the number one team in the country.
The only undefeated team.
No, none of this makes any sense.
No,
man.
It doesn't.
But here we are.
Who wants to go first?
Doesn't matter.
I'll go first.
You want to go first?
There you go.
Fire away.
Is this one? This is a swag?
Yes.
That's a swag gift right
there.
Okay,
here we go. By the way, I couldn't find a bag. I needed a bag for your gifts. I couldn't find one.
That's okay.
I actually wrapped mine this year. Pretty solid. Pretty proud of my efforts there.
Your wife posted your wrapping.
I got thrown off.
I mean, like, I'm a terrible rapper, but yeah. I think I win this argument. They're wrapped for like a day, and then you open them. Who cares how aesthetically pleasing it is?
The triple tissue paper
wrap. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Colors.
Official. You got to break it all out.
Here.
It's not great radio. Sprague's opening up his gift.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Did he do it?
You got me a Forest jersey?
That is
right. Bust it out of the bag.
With patches.
No. Bust it out of the bag.
I can't wear this around my brother-in-law, but I will be rocking this today. Yeah. They have a game today.
Because it's the sponsorship.
Yeah, this is a three-stripe situation.
Three-stripe thing, yeah.
Dude.
There's your game day kit when you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
My guy. Look at that.
Look at that. Yes.
Can I give you a take on soccer jerseys?
Yeah.
I love the fabric of them. They seem very comfortable.
Yeah.
Breathable. I'm not a huge fan of the soccer jersey with the collar.
It just depends on the team. Some have them, some don't.
The Reds are old school.
Who made that's the call?
It's the team collar.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the Reds are old school that way.
You could wear that thing golfing, technically.
Dude, I'm going to rock this thing all the time. Thank you for this.
There
I appreciate it.
Welcome in. Welcome into soccer fandom.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. All right, I'll open swags, too. We'll keep this thing going. We'll keep the swag train going since we're already there.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good call.
What do we got here?
Oh, I can't wait.
You buy me a soccer jersey, too?
No.
Not quite.
Not quite a soccer jersey.
I think you might like it more.
You think I'm going to like this more than a soccer jersey?
I think you're going to like it.
All right, what do we got here today, baby? What do we got? Who's this from? There's an autograph on here from the Sports Corner. Who's this signed by?
It's a guy.
All right, I have so many damn questions. For those who are listening on radio, it's terrible for radio.
Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, right. I will hold it up. This is an autographed Gary Danielson jersey.
I went all in for you this holiday
season. This is an
season.
Autographed Gary. Yes. Where do you even find an autographed Gary?
eBay. Oh yeah.
So autographed Gary Danielson
jersey. The
pride
of the Lions.
Is this a Detroit Lions jersey?
Yeah, he played for the Lions
years
ago.
I did not
ago.
Know where he played in the NFL.
Yeah, there's a little...
I love the, like, non-authentic NFL jersey,
well, he
too.
He gave you an authenticity autograph.
Oh, I got it. It's Gary signed it, dude. Hey, look at that. I'll remember you forever, Gary. This
I know
is it.
How
I
much...
knew it was Gary Danielson related somehow, because I made a comment about him calling the last game.
Oh, it was perfect.
And you guys were like, I don't know if that is the last time you'll hear from him. Or so you guys both did your little chuckles in the background.
He mentioned one time, you went to the bathroom, he goes, I nailed Dirt's gift. And I go, what was it? He goes, I found a signed Gary Danielson jersey. And I said, oh my God, that is so perfect for the entire theme of college football.
I don't really know what I'm going to do with
you're
this.
You're going to frame it. You're going to hang it.
Is this going to get hung?
I hope so.
Is this hung in a man cave?
That's a fun gift. That's a great gift.
I'll go buy a...
Because once
buy
Teddy
a
Ball case. Game starts like old enough to ask about memorabilia and this, the conversation you're going to have.
Let me tell you about a terrible broadcaster for CBS that hung on way too long, Teddy, and I had to listen to him call 5 Oregon games in one season, and he didn't know how to pronounce half the damn names.
Job well done
well
by
done.
You, Swigard.
Well done, Jason Swigard. Well done. Right.
I got Dirts here.
Okay, right. You got Dirts? I'll go Dirts next. That's so good. I've been waiting for weeks for you to open that thing.
Oh, Gary, R.I.P.
I don't know if I can show that on
me.
YouTube.
You can show anything on YouTube.
Yeah,
what do you
show
mean?
It on YouTube.
What is it?
Show it on YouTube.
We got a T-shirt.
Is
here.
This a
T.
unit?
We got T.
What are we doing?
We got a
buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Yes.
Let me take you.
And a little stress reliever.
Are those boobs?
I was perusing yesterday, and I'm like, dude, I got to get these for swag. Yep. He's got a lot going on. He's got his car just got stolen.
Stress boobs.
He's yelling about engineers and things not working. He squeezed the boobs.
What happens in between a commercial break? You're squeezing those calling a women's game. Sorry, I have anxiety. I have massive anxiety.
I think
right
you
now.
Just leave them in the studio. If any producer needs a squeeze, you know, they're there. They're ready for you.
All right, I'll open up Dirts as well.
Okay.
Here we go.
Stuck with the T-shirt theme this year.
That's
I like
okay.
that.
Well,
I just discovered some fun tees. I got to be honest with you. When I bought both of these T-shirts, I contemplated buying them for myself because I would rock the hell out of them.
The Creed shirt's great.
Oh, the Creed's awesome.
Yeah, you got to get Creed.
Oh, yeah.
Creed's
going?
Phenomenal.
Where are we going?
Here.
Where are we going?
What do we got? What do we got?
Hell yeah. Hell
yeah, brother.
Stone
Texas Venom,
cold.
Baby.
Oh, yes. The Rattlesnake. God, that's good. What is
and
this?
Then, you know, look, I've heard Coach? Some stories about the lack of offense from the 7th grade basketball team circling out
it's
of the
tough.
Damascus
it's
area.
Yeah,
and so
tough.
I thought, you know, we need to get something to kick the girls into gear. We got to find a way to get the mojo going a little bit.
Okay.
And so I saw this and I thought, maybe this will help design some plays and orchestrate some things.
Did you hear from the parents? Did they reach out to you directly?
They did. They reached out directly and said, can you please talk to your co-host about the offense that he runs?
Dude, this is
you
legit.
Can dial it up. It's got a little.
Oh,
you
can look at that!
Put
that's
little things on
board.
There.
Yeah.
You got to dry little plays on there. A little dry erase board.
Give me that whiteboard.
You know? This is great. It's way better than the Amazon one I bought. I'll tell you that much.
Grab
right
a
now.
Pen and dial it up, baby. Let's go.
Hopefully the pen gets erased. Mike, mine is stained after I use it, so I have to spray it every time.
Every
clean
time
it.
You got to clean it up.
Dude, thank you for
there
this,
you go.
Man.
There you go.
Great gifts.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
All right. Go ahead there.
You want me to go? All right. I'll open up sprays. All right. Gift exchange continues. Here we go.
Gift exchange 2025.
And then we'll go to break. I promise. We're almost there.
That's all right.
Let's see here. This is from Sprager. What do we got here? What do we got in this bag?
So this is a family gift.
It's a family gift.
It's family gift.
Oh. Family gift collection. Oh, look at that, baby.
I was a little disappointed. I found out you had some merch on Instagram.
Thankfully, I did not buy this shirt.
Yes, I saw this shirt, and I thought, you know what?
Dude, let's go,
baby. Oh, is this from the tie-dye game?
Tie-dye game.
Nice. It's a long sleeve. Look at the sleeve.
Look
at the sleeve.
That, baby.
You got the bears on the sleeve.
The dancing bears.
Yes.
Oh, dude, sweet. I love it. I actually am glad that I didn't buy, because every time I go to a game, I always pop into the duck store just to see. You know, what do we got this weekend?
Yeah.
I didn't buy a lot. I did buy a new hat this weekend, if you can't tell.
I can tell.
I like a rope hat. Let's get this bad boy. But I saw more tie-dye gear, and I thought about buying more of it because they still have it. Now it's gotten to the point where it's like on clearance because the game's over and they're trying to unload everything for the offseason.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I did not. Love it, dude. That's phenomenal.
I thought that was great merch. And then that is for the wife and Teddy ball game.
Oh, okay. They get their own. Nice.
The wife insisted that they rock.
Oh,
hold up, Teddy's.
Dude.
It's so adorable.
That is absolutely adorable. Look at that. 602 in the Rose City.
Look at that, man.
And we got the right dial now. We changed the dial logo.
Put the dial logo on there.
We need
to
get these bad boys on the merch locker.
Yeah, we do.
And the wife already wears the other one nonstop, so now she's got one of her own. Yes. She won't have to steal mine anymore.
There we go.
I love it. Thank you, Sprague.
Yeah, man.
Great gift.
I got one more here.
All right.
This is from Sprager.
This is from me. Hopefully it stays in the way that I packed it in. That box is a wild card.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hello.
All right. Well, we got spices. We got citrusy garlic, some chili lime, and some chili, crunchy chili onion.
You mentioned you like spices.
I love
it. You know,
I have a whole cupboard that is all spice and sweets and sugars.
I didn't know where they'd fit in your recipes, but I thought, you know, my friend Joe has a lot of tradable spices that I can get at his store. Mm. And this next one, I'll just say this is a tease.
Ah, Canada loves me when I come.
This is a deep cut.
Yes. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. There
that's,
you go.
That's YouTube. When you that's when you served it to Benny when we were down at the baseball game. Do you remember
that
picture?
Right? Yes.
We got housed and we were at a baseball game just
out
drunk off
at,
our ass.
What is that? Banners? Is it out there
at
in
Banners
left field?
And we took a photo with Benny the Beaver and he had the funniest face in the photo of all of us hammered.
I was having a good time.
And I remembered your Canada thing. I give you a lot of grief for that. I thought, what if I blew up his face and put it on a Canadian maple leaf? And there you go. One of my favorite photos of you ever exist, and I hope you wear it on a random cold day.
I think I will.
Okay.
Well done, everybody.
There we go.
Well
that's
done.
A phenomenal sweatshirt.
That's awesome.
That's a treat for the YouTube audience.
That is a good
watch, and you get to see
right
that bad boy.
That
that's
face,
held up
dude.
Perfectly. That
You've
face
never
is
been
fantastic.
Happier in your life than that photo of Benny the Beaver.
That's so
great
good.
Time.
Thank well
you,
done,
boy.
Everybody.
Hey,
Merry
job.
Christmas,
good job.
Gentlemen.
Go.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
We are in the final hour. Let's get to it next on 105.1 FM The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.